Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local Dollars for Scholars program recently received a wonderful gift. Let's go in-depth with Luann Willis and Stephen Parker with the Twin Cedars Dollars for Scholars. Steve, what does Dollars for Scholars at Twin Cedars do?
We provide financial aid to the freshman class, next year's freshmen going to college, and with a couple scholarships a year.
Okay, and on average, how many kids go to college each year, you think, Luann?
12, 13 apply for our scholarships. Yes,
most
it's a low number, but we have small
19,
classes.
I think the most have been like 19. Mm-hmm.
Do they have to go to a four-year school, or can a kid go get a welding degree or something like that, certificate?
Anything after high school graduation, any certification or two-year program or four-year program, any education following school that school has a certification, they can apply for our scholarship.
And do they have to come and show their certificate or diploma to you?
No.
You just trust them?
We pretty much know which schools are certified. Our treasurer does. And when they apply, we have a website that they go into, and they apply online for our scholarship.
Okay.
So when we look at them, which we're getting ready to do right now, we don't know who's applied. It's a blind look for us to go in there and rank them, and we do numbers. They get assigned numbers. And then whoever comes out with the highest number, we go to the lowest number, and then we spread our money out between those numbers.
All right, and the highest number in terms of different criteria, grade point average, stuff like that?
Yes. We look at the ITED, I believe it
what. And then they also look at the their activities in school, if they've been in a lot of stuff, and get some points for that. If they have outside jobs, we give credit for that. And their goals is a big thing, write their goals. Mm-hmm. And
so they have to write out something, what they want to be?
It's competitive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, and so then do you do the ranking then of all those different things?
We verify the ranking. Actually, that's another good thing that Dollars for Scholars gives us. They go in and the computer system ranks them, but we go in and see if we agree with it. So each of us have a piece of it that we go in and look at and make sure that we agree with how they ranked them.
Do the kids know how all this works? I bet they do.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah. Yeah. They at least know how to go in and apply for the scholarship. And there's stuff in there for them to read, so they know how it works. And they get a lot of information after they get a scholarship on what to do with that. They have to go back into the computer and approve it. And then they get other letters, and they get their checks in for the first semester and then the second semester. So that's how the money is divvied out.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Luann Willis and Stephen Parker with the Twin Cedars Dollars for Scholars. How long has Twin Cedars had a Dollars?
1989. In fact, it's 29 years ago tomorrow that our meeting, we established. Don Gilkerson, who was a superintendent here at this time, he had went somewhere and heard about this organization and came back, and there was a group of teachers and other people, parents and students that came to that meeting. And that was in March, and by May, we had raised $3,500 to present to that first class. So in 1989, so that showed us there was a lot of community support. There were people that were behind these students, and so we said, "Yeah, we're going for it. Let's keep going." So,
and like Dollars for Scholars everywhere, I presume you want more donations and maybe even some more parents, grandparents, just community supporters to help out.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, use all the help we can get. We have several fundraisers. We have the Bucket, where we get a dollar a point for the halftime scores of basketball games from both teams. We've had Hat Day in the past. We used to have a softball tournament. past years. We haven't had it lately. And we've had banquets to make money. And
okay, so lots of different fundraising.
Yeah. Probably one of our biggest ones is we send out a newsletter every year to alumni and friends, and we get a lot of response from that. It's kind of an expensive endeavor, but it always pays off to make people informed of what we're doing, and then we get donations through that. We get a lot of memorial money, which is great. And we're kind of at a disadvantage in this rural area. We don't really have a big town in our school district, so we depend a lot on where our constituents go to Knoxville, Oskaloosa, Ottumwa. We send letters out to businesses, and they respond in a very, very generous and kind manner. So we rely on Pella because that's where our people do their business. Bussey doesn't have a lot, but they have some, and they do support us the best they can. So
there's been a lot of people graduate over the years, mm-hmm. and so Twin Cedars helped them get their education and helped them be successful. So you're hoping that that grads will think, well, it's time for me to give back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they do that. They do that very generously. So, and it's fun to see what they've become. The lawyers and the doctors and teachers and nurses. And it's just, it's very rewarding.
We also have a program called 3 years for $100. That's where they commit to give $100 for 3 years in a row, and that's been very good to us. Banks, businesses, just people in general have given us money that way.
Okay, so they can just, so they sign up, say, yeah, I'll give you $100 a year for 3 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then you hope they join again.
Yeah, most of them do, really.
Okay. And those people are acknowledged during our awards banquet, which is coming up May 16th. And we have all that information in a folder, so they are acknowledged that way as we recognize what they have given.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Luann Willis and Stephen Parker with the Twin Cedars Dollars for Scholars. One of the reasons that we're here today is I heard of a remarkable gift that Twin Cedars Dollars for Scholars got. It's just really an amazing mm-hmm. gift. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, back in 2005, Mr. John Duffy approached one of our members, Barb Nichols, and shared with her that he was going to leave us part of his estate. And he didn't want anyone else to know, but Barb said, well, I got to tell at least one more person in case something happens to me. So I was aware of it, and we kept it top secret for several years. And then we've just found out this past year that he had passed away and that we were going to receive a large sum of money. And at the time, we didn't know exactly what it was going to be, but then we got the check for $404,000. So,
wow.
Yeah, wow is right. You just, his goal was he wanted kids in Bussey to get a college education. So that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
He did, and he ended up being very successful
right.
administrator
right.
out east somewhere.
Yeah, he was an administrator at Brown College in Rhode Island. He was a member of the administration and for 38 years, and then he retired in 1986 as director of computing and information systems. He was 89 when he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Wow, the $404,000. I'm already thinking, how many students is that going to help? It's going to help students for generations,
yes.
isn't it?
Yes. It goes into the endowment fund, and so it'll generate income for many years for future students.
Well, college is so expensive now. Mm-hmm. It's a big, big help. Mm-hmm. I presume it's an endowment, so then you're going to take what's mm-hmm. generated.
Right.
Are you going to grow the endowment, too? By leaving a little bit in, or all of it goes to the kids?
We spend what we earn in there on the kids. Otherwise, we leave the base alone. But we spend what's earned during that year on the kids.
Oh, so for everybody. If somebody writes you a $100 check, that goes to the kids?
They have a choice. If you want to donate money, you can say it goes to the endowment fund, or you can say it goes for this year's awards. So that's a choice. If you want to donate money, you have a choice.
Ideally, people do both then.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to grow the endowment. And if people are far-sighted enough, they can be, you know, growing it and helping kids for generations. And you said this started 29 years ago?
Yes, our group started 29 years ago.
Was it common at that time?
No, it was not common. As far as I know, no one in this area had one. I think BGM had one north of us, but no, it was, we were kind of a
pioneer,
yeah. Thank you to Mr. Gilkerson. We were a pioneer, so.
Did anybody that you know, did anybody know Mr. Duffy?
My dad went to school with him.
Okay.
And he graduated the class of 44. He always called him Jack. Mm-hmm. I didn't know John and Jack the same guy until this came up. Heard a lot of stories about Jack or John from my dad.
What kind of guy was he?
Well, just a regular guy, pretty good guy. His dad was a dentist in town there, and he had several brothers and sisters. But other than that, I really don't. He came back and did a lot of mushroom hunting, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mushrooms and seeing.
So he'd come all the way back from Brown College in Rhode Island to the Morales?
I don't know if he always lived there. I don't know. He's lived out there a long time. Yeah. But I don't know if that's where he always lived or not. Yeah. According to his obituary, his dad's name was Martin Jr. and his mom's name was Margaret Moon Duffy.
So. Well, those are names with deep roots in the area, aren't they?
Yes.
Both Moon and Duffy.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were pioneers, but those are deep-rooted
right.
names.
Right. And his John or Jack, his wife's name was Ursula, and they were married for 67 years. Plus, I think is of importance that Jack was in the U.S. Navy during World War II. So thank you to him for that. So.
Well, isn't this interesting? Here, this guy that so little today know of him, I'm sure he has this rich history and could well have been forgotten. Then he drops this wonderful gift down. That's just a great story.
It is a great story. One for all of us to think about to follow, if we can. Maybe not with $400,000, but, you know, anytime you leave part of yourself with something like this, then you're going to be remembered for a very good reason.
Well, and your community helped, and your school helped you be what you are.
Right.
And
right.
Far-sighted people helped set it up and invested in it, so, and wherever we are, so we can hopefully prosper. And 29 years, you've been helping a lot of kids for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have helped, I guess I don't have a number of kids on this, but since 1989, we've given out $170,000 in scholarship money. So I don't have the number of kids, but our classes have slowly gone down. Right. But some of those started with 30-some kids, and now we're down to about 13 that apply. You know, not everyone applies.
Well, and what Dollars for Scholars does then might mean the difference between a kid going to school or not,
right.
or getting
yes.
that
yes.
higher education of whatever nature.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And part of what we look at, too, on their application is unusual circumstances. And in this day and age, a lot of kids have unusual circumstances that perhaps keep them from going to college. And so that's taken into consideration. That's part of the point system. Perhaps they're in a divorced family or taking care of a disabled sibling or those type of things. So we take that into account, too.
Well, this must be a fun committee to be on, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, yes. We have a good time, but do a lot of work, but we have a good time.
I was thinking about that today. You know, we're really wanting to encourage more people to join us because, as I said, we're getting older. We need some of the young folks to join us. How could you be on anything any better than when you get to give money to people? You know, it's pretty fun. Get to give money away and know that it's being used to improve our young people. That's a win-win.
Thanks to Luann Willis and Stephen Parker for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.